Yo, peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the God, Donnie Ascended.
And your boy, Rod the God, back at you with another banger for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to all the new listeners and the old listeners. We appreciate y'all support. Y'all make this podcast live, you know, as well as Anchor. And with that being said, y'all already know. Y'all read the title. Next installment of the chakra series, Solar Plexus Chakra. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that note, let's go ahead and hop in.
Known as the Manipura, if I pronounce that right.
I was just going to try to say that, bro. It's way easier to pronounce than the last one.
Oh, yeah, that one had a whole bunch of V's and X's, and I'm like, you know what? Y'all got that.
There it is, not an X.
There was
an
X.
It was no X in sight, boy. I'm
gonna, well, that's how you know I misspelled it, so we just going to let that be. Continue.
So yeah, this is the solar plexus chakra. This is your third primary chakra. So as a quick refresher, you have the root chakra, which is pronounced what, the Muladhara.
Yeah.
And you have the sacral chakra, which is the unpronounceable word.
Sabahakas.
You got right. You know what I'm saying? Through a little. And then you got the solar plexus chakra, which is pronounced the Manipura.
Yeah.
So yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just about to say, you know, giving a brief overview, this chakra located in the upper belly, around the diaphragm, and this acts as the center of, like, personal power, you know what I'm saying? So this chakra, it governs things like personality, ego, identity, as well as personal freedom, choice, and authenticity.
And this is important too, especially when you look at going back to like its the actual name, the Manipura, because in Sanskrit, when you, this translates to the city of jewels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at this, it also you see that, you know, every chakra correlates with a place in the body as well as on the planet. And so when you look at a body, this it correlates with your digestive system,
right?
And your food and stuff. So the fact that you said that it deals with, and well, and since you said it deals with things like your freedom, identity, personality, this is because this is that gut brain people talk about, that brain in the gut.
Yeah.
That gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, so this represents, I just picked that up. Oh,
this, cool. This is where that whole idea comes from. People say follow your gut because this is where your confidence sector is located, mm-hmm. right? This is where the true confidence is. This is the connection between your real brain and the brain in your gut. This is why they say we have two brains. And this goes along to the thing I say in damn near every episode that God is in the gut. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And it's
just, go ahead.
I was just saying, it's even crazy because, you know, this chakra, because you know how through the last two episodes, we've talked about how the energy centers can also have, you know, effects physically. And this chakra, its effects are shown throughout the digestive system and the respective organs in the digestive system as well. And so, you know, like you were saying, it has both control over the emotional brain and then the stored emotions in the gut. So, you know, it's crazy once again to see how everything interconnects with one another.
Right. And it's good to note that this chakra has a very masculine energy, right? This is why its color is yellow, which symbolizes not only the... Well, first, since it's yellow, let's break down what the color yellow represents. You know what I'm saying? So we know yellow represents the sun, heat, fire. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? What else yellow represent? Stuff like rebirth. It deals with like the knowledge and intellect, et cetera, et cetera. And since it's a fiery force, it represents... It also, its element is fire, and it correlates a lot with those signs in the zodiac that correlate with fire. So what is that? Aries, Leo.
What is that last fire sign?
Dang, well, too bad for y'all. We ain't think about that other fire sign. Aries, Leo, third one that can't be thought of. It'll come back sooner or later. And so this just goes along with the element and the type of energy because fire signs are known to be very confident in their nature. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have any fire sign anywhere in your chart, this is the chakra that should be tuned whenever you want to tap into that specific energy in your system or in your chart. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And as we said earlier, it acts as your center of personal power. So it also, this is how you can dive down on your own motivation, your willpower, your purpose in life, right?
I feel like this one, you know, this chakra is real big on, you could really got to know who you are to really balance this chakra out. You feel me? Because having that confidence, that willpower in yourself, you really got to be sure in who you are as a person in order to balance this. You feel me? Because think about it, like somebody who's not sure in who they are, you know what I'm saying? They could be just going with the wind with anything, any little opinion about whoever says something about who they are. It just can throw them off completely. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to know who you are. You really got to have an understanding and who you are as a person in order to get this chakra in balance.
Right. And this then, if this anything, it proves further how the chakra system works as a ladder, because you realize each one, as we go, as we do every episode going through the chakras, you realize how each one stacks on top of each other. Like the root was the most basic one, because that's the most basic understanding of yourself you must have.
Right, that's just
your survival needs. Yeah, stuff right. Like that.
Right. Then your sacral is understanding you a little deeper, your sexuality, how you feel about yourself. And then once you say, okay, I feel good about myself, you then gain the confidence, which is you now tapping into your solar plexus chakra, which is that fire energy. So you see how each one steps upon each other. This is why I tell people, if something's out of whack, let's say, okay, if you think some people, like, you could be out of whack at a certain point, it will stop you from not being able to go to the next. So if your root is out of whack, ain't nothing else to tune. You feel me? Or if your crown chakra, let's say the pineal gland chakra is out of tune, then everything above that, which is just like the crown chakra, so that's, you almost there, but it's a key component you missing to go to that next step.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense, because, right, like, you know, if let's say you're at your moment, you're not confident within yourself, you haven't developed your sense of self, what you aren't going to be really concerned about, you know, higher levels of thinking and whatnot. Exactly. Especially the root chakra. If you can't even get what you need to survive or, like, fulfill yourself, you definitely ain't going to ascend up the ladder to reach the higher chakras.
Right. Like, if you worried about straight up just survival, ain't no way in hell that you worried about opening your third eye.
It's not to be rude, but, like, it's just how it is, because that's not where your priorities lie. You focusing on survival and you struggling to do that. What does that have to you? Talking about some Kundalini? You talking about some Kundalini? What?
I'm saying, bro, it's cold out here, bro. Right. Like, I ain't trying to worry about all that.
Right. Right. So you have this dilemma that's prohibiting you, whether that be your actual, and of course, we know root deals with your actual circumstances, but understanding who you are and being confident in who you are and having that energy, that fiery energy, will then emulate that solar plexus chakra, right? So let's correlate it again. You can correlate it to these places on the planet. So the place that correlates to this chakra specifically with this confidence and this energy is Arizona. And it's those two large land masses in Arizona, those big old mountains.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I was just reading about them.
I think one is called Uluru. You know what I'm saying? It's like UL.
Yeah, it's like Uluru and
Uluru. That's
and what is it? Kata. I don't know how to pronounce the part.
Hey, y'all.
It's in
Australia.
Yeah,
I was messed up. I was trying to correct you. I was just confused for a minute. Yeah, Australia, my bad.
Right. And it's those large land masses, and they're correlated with this not only because in the Aboriginal tribes that live there, these monuments, these foundations, are not monument, what's the word? I can't even think about say foundation. You know what I mean? These land masses. Land mass. Gotcha. So these formations, were sacred to them because of it. So I think Uluru translates to the Great Pebble. You know what I'm saying? Which is very ironic in the it almost contradicts itself. You feel what I'm saying? It's a pebble, right? Because it's still essentially, it's still just a rock, right? But it's the fact that a pebble is just a small rock. So it's putting the analogy is in this small rock is huge. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
It's like an oxymoron,
right? But you can use that to elevate yourself. It's like, well, this rock is just a This huge rock is just a large pebble. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So therefore it is the great pebble, because now when you look upon it, there's no difference between this rock and another rock, just mass and weight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But only thing that can change that is simply weathering or something like that. The fact that it's able to protrude itself to this extent replicates the energy of the solar plexus chakra.
And you know what else I take away from that? Also, I take away that a lot of, you know, how we perceive ourselves is really just perception of, you know what I'm saying, who you believe you are. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe that we are all who we believe we are. So you take this huge landmass and the name is just, oh, it's the Great Pebble. So essentially, like you said, yeah, it's still a pebble, but you see how big it is. Like, it ain't no matter that it's a pebble. If you believe that no matter what situation you are, no matter what circumstance, no matter what somebody may tell you, you could be a pebble in your life. But if you think that you're the greatest pebble alive, it don't matter that you a pebble. You know what I'm saying? You still got that confidence, that willpower in yourself to be bigger than what other people may see you as.
Well put,
you
feel my brother.
Right. And on top of that, even what replicates that more of this landmass is that during the sun, whenever the sun is rising or setting, this landmass, these two landmasses are seen to be bright, fiery red. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see them at night almost due to how bright they emulate, how when the sun hits them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And another thing I wanted to mention, because again, you find these same metaphysical and chakra-based things in all forms of media. And I like to relate it, like, again, we relate it to comics, because again, the whole thing with the green lanterns and the rings and the colors replicate every chakra in your system. I don't think we did that yet. So, of course, we know the root chakra is red, so they have red lanterns, which deal with rage or anger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Then we, sacral chakra, which is what? Yellow, orange?
Orange.
Greed.
Which would be...
Yeah, that's the avarice.
Oh, then this is a fear then. Ooh. Yellow.
Right. Okay. And so yellow represents fear, which is the fear energy in the green, in the whole lantern storyline. So your confidence and fear go hand in hand.
Literally, exactly. That is the weakness to the willpower that the green lanterns fuel off of.
Right. And so if you do not, and this is why this chakra is needed to be tuned in order to go to the heart chakra, which is green.
Exactly.
This chakra deals with a lot of, well, the heart chakra, when we get to it, we'll go more into that episode, but it deals a lot with willpower. And so to have willpower, you have to have confidence in what you're going to do. And the opposite of confidence or willpower would be fear. And fear disrupts this solar plexus chakra, right? Because when you look at the sun is not fearful. The sun is bold. It pop out every day. It'd be like, boom, I'm here. What's up? It'd be like, I'm a thought. Give me a lick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It'd be on that pop smoke vibe. It'd be like, what's good? I'm with whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's like how, remember, you know, A.A. Rashid, he had said, he had that little excerpt in that song by Westside Gunn. And he was like, the sun just do whatever it want to do every day. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The sun gonna come out and shine every day.
Right. He says when he says you need to be like the sun. He says when the sun wake up, he don't give a damn about what no one say or think. He said because his only job is to shine. Mm.
Exactly, bro.
And that, he don't care what someone say. It ain't gonna matter. The sun gonna continue to shine. Yep.
That's why I be trying to tell people, like, you know, a lot of people ask me how I'm so confident about myself, and I tell people all the time, like, who are you in competition with, bro? Like, answer that, bro, because y'all, people be out here trying to compete with everybody, trying to be better than everybody, getting mad when they not as good as somebody in something. I'm like, bro, just try to be the best you every day. I'm only competing with myself. Only person I'm trying to be better than
was yesterday.
Is the person I was yesterday. Exactly, bro. Exactly. Like, once you adopt that mentality, bro, nobody can stop you. Like, nobody can tell you anything about who you are. I personally believe nobody can tell me something about myself that I don't already know, bro. So you're not going to hurt my feelings, bro. You're not going to bring me down.
Nice.
And that correlates a lot to, see, And that's how I can tell you have a good soul. Well, your solar plexus is in tune because you have a good understanding of yourself in that sense, same as I. It's like you wake up in the mirror, you look in yourself, and you say, man, I got this. Or you know today's going to be a good day. You already put that in the atmosphere. And exactly. You know today you're better than what you were yesterday. And that change could be minuscule. It could be damn near negligible. You know what I'm saying? Like 0.00001, but you can tell.
Exactly.
In your eye because you know.
And that's all that matters. All that matters is that you know.
Right. It's that you know. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. And to let someone disrupt that frequency is hindering only mm-hmm. yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so on top of that, we can go further into the mantra that deals with this chakra is the phrase, mm-hmm. I can, right? A lot of it is I can. It's I can do this. Because then on top of you saying you can, you put in that energy because we know language is just spells. So you put in this spell that I can do this. So you manifesting it. Then you put an action mm-hmm. on top of it, right? And you delete the words I can't from your vocabulary because you're doing yourself a major disservice when you say you can't do something.
I really want to repeat what you just said, but I feel like in order to truly balance this chakra, you literally have to delete the words I can't from your vocabulary, bro. There is no such thing as you can't. You feel me?
Right. And I tell people that because there was once a point when half the stuff that I just think of it like it's electronics. People are like, you can't mm-hmm. do that. You know what I'm saying? And then someone mm-hmm. said, well, I can. And then boom, now you got a TV. You know what I'm saying? Hey, someone said, you can't do that. How you gonna do that?
At one point, flying wasn't possible. It was impossible to communicate with somebody across the world without, you know, letters and stuff like that. It was impossible. Heck, it was impossible to cook food at one point. It's just until it was an idea. It's an idea until it happens.
And then until someone said, spoke the words, I can, and they manifested that into existence. Because when you say I can't, you're putting a spiritual blocker in within yourself that won't allow you to do it. So when you can't do it, you physically no longer can't do it because you have created a reality in which you can't. And so your body doesn't understand because then when you say the words, I can, your body is like, what that mean?
Bro,
I can't. You can do something?
Yo, then the fact that people got to realize that you communicating to your body listens to you the most out of any other mm-hmm. person out there, bro. So if you telling yourself that you can't do something, your body, your mind is automatically going to respond accordingly. You feel me? And it's always going to be people out there that's going to tell you that you can't do stuff. You feel me? It's always going to be people out there that's going to say, you know, certain stuff is impossible. People still tell me certain stuff is impossible. But when you prove time and time again that it doesn't matter what them people say, everything is impossible at some point. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going to be impossible mm-hmm. till somebody does it.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Right. And this is also a huge chakra that deals with manifestation. Simply because the mantra for it is I can. And this is how I knew mine was in tune because I met, well, if you know, for the viewers, I recently bought a motorcycle, but I manifested this motorcycle at a rate that was crazy. Because back in October, I was talking about I wanted to ride a bike, but the bike I was looking at was simply a scooter that just looked like a bike. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until I met someone who actually sold the bikes. And this person, like mid-January, told me, I can get you a bike. He said, if I find one in the shop, he said, I'll let you know. Damn, I'll be down near the end of February. Literally like the last week of February, I get a text saying, and this is when I wasn't even thinking about the bike, but I brought it back up in the conversation. Was like, man, I'm still trying to get that bike. That same week, I get a text about the bike. I get a price. I get all the info. And last week I bought the bike. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? And I manifested mm-hmm. it out of rate. I already got the gear now. You know what I'm saying? Ain't even got the permit yet. You know what I'm saying? But I done got everything else. I manifested the bike at such a rate. It was crazy because I spoke into mm-hmm. it like I already had it.
No, that's actually facts though. Speaking from a person that was there the whole way, bro, this man here, every step put away is like, yeah, I'm going to get that. The boom. Before you know it, he had it. I'm telling mm-hmm. you, bro, this real stuff tough. Is real.
Right. And it was crazy because I remember I kept seeing bikes. And I was like, man, when I be on my bike, I'm going to be doing, you know what I'm saying? I told my coworker, I'm like, no, I'm going to pull up in a parking lot like this. And I'm going to take my helmet off in the stove and shake my head so y'all know.
That boy trying to make a movie scene.
I'm about to say he was some
money background music.
I'd be damned if I ain't manifested like that. So whenever I be going, whenever I walk to my car, I see the bike already there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to him, yes, sir.
And so that same thing applies with anything. I did the same thing last semester because, like I said, this is the manifestation chakra. I did the same thing not last semester, but when I was in school in Florida, it was a class I was struggling in, and I was failing. I had like a 69. I said, bro, I'm going to end the class with a B. And I wrote it on a sticky note. I put it on my dorm wall. And then I said, I'm going to get an 85 or higher on the final. Got a 95 on the final. Ended up with an 80 on the dot in the class. Boy, jumped 11 points. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's, see, bro, and people, and it would be people out there who would say, that's impossible. Like, bro, I've had people who tell me that you can't tell your body certain things. Like, for a person like me, bro, I literally tell people, bro, I don't get sick, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I tell people, I can't get sick, bro. I stay healthy. All I do is stay healthy, bro. People are like, nah, you can't do that. You can't do that. And I'm like, bro, have you ever seen me sick? And they're like, no. I'm like, thank you, bro. I'm like, how are you going to tell me someone who been getting sick twice, three times a year? You know me how long, and I ain't never got sick, bro. How are you going to tell me? Like, I'm literally telling you what my body can do, bro. And that's, I feel like that's the type of wavelength you got to be on, bro. I feel like we get so worried about stuff we can't do. I'm like, bro, focus on what you can do, bro. And if you don't think you can do something, bro, just say you can do it, bro. Fake it till you make it. And then when you realize you actually can do it, you're going to be surprised.
Someone said, I was going to say, I was literally speaking. They're talking about instead of fake it till it make it, believe it, feel until it's real. That was just on top of mind of me or something else.
Shit, that's even better.
Continue, Aaron.
And with that being said, that brings me to what a out of tune and blocked solar plexus chakra looks like. So you're going off, like I said, since it's correlated to the stomach in that whole area, the digestive system, you're going to find, that's where you find people with stomach pain, right? Heartburn, acid reflux, nausea, etc. Everything revolves around that stomach. Even on rare occasions, you'll be able to find small links to things like diabetes that can kind of, you know what I'm saying, on a small extent, but that can relate to this chakra as well.
Right.
And emotionally, right, you'll find people with, you know, they'll have, what's the word, excessive need for control. Excessive need for control. They have that victim mentality, right? Or sense of helplessness and insecurity.
That feeling that everyone's just against them, even though it's not built like that. Like, they're always, everything happens to them, and they never do anything to people.
Right. And what I've also noticed as I revisit all these chakras is that what we call depression is just you not having chakras in tune. I don't know if you guys have picked up on that, but every chakra out of tune just sounds like layers to it depression.
Does. Yeah, always. Because it says
on a grand scheme. Like
insecurity and helpless, feeling helpless. That's depression if I know it.
Right. The root chakra means you don't have, that's out of tune, means you don't even have a grasp, understanding of who yourself, or just that survival instinct to care. Then you, with the sacral chakra, you don't understand who you are on an emotional level. Then the sacral chakra, you don't understand, or you can't resonate with the feeling of confidence within yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we were able to explain this better, because this is why I'm not saying I hate the modern medicine industry. The technology is amazing, but the methods are very skewed. For instance, the people who are promoting and telling us all the info about us with depression were the same people, aka the Caucasianoid, the Anglo-Saxon, whatever you call them motherfuckers. Them, they were the ones who didn't even believe in the outside esoteric forces. Or the inside forces either. They just believed the human body was the human body. And the mind was the mind. They didn't believe in the subconscious, in the super subconscious, or the ego, or they didn't believe in the super ego. They didn't believe on your astral form as well as your chakra system. That wasn't in their belief system. And so for those same people to be the ones telling you how to operate your vessel, which is not of the same makeup,
mm-hmm. defeats the whole purpose. See, you understand that these people are the ones that, you know, what we're talking about is how to cure that stuff. You know, if you follow the line of these chakras, you won't be going through this at all. But see, they're trying to profit by treating the symptoms of it instead of telling you how to fix it entirely. And that's how they run off. So they're trying to make money off your suffering.
I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Another tangent. Yeah, that just leads me to my biggest mm-hmm. gripe with the world right now. I bring this up every time with people. But when it comes to talking health and stuff, I tell people that it is an industry. There's nothing about it that's to cure you or to actually get rid of it, because for you to be cured means there's no more money involved in it. And to say that the world isn't ruled by money means you haven't opened up. You probably haven't watched anything or seen anything in your life to see the bullshit.
I mean, that's just common sense at this point.
Like for these major diseases, like killers, like let's say cancer or heart disease, if they had the cure to that, if they gave us the cure to that, that's a one-time take, then boom. There's no more money, no need to go in, no more pills, no more nothing, no more treatment. Right. And they just lose all that.
That's a multi-billion-dollar industry that topples overnight if somebody comes out with a cure. Right? Why do you think every person that ever came out with a quote-unquote cure to cancer should have been assassinated?
What's the last thing they cured? Polio?
Right. Or they have shut them down in silence, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I tell people, like, again, this is a tangent. But this relates to it, just these health issues that can come as a result of not having your chakras in tune, is that they only care about the profit, and you are not, you are just cannon fodder to them. They're like, it's just another person. We just made this much off of them. It's the same way EpiPens could be priced at like $1,000 a shot.
Which is ridiculous. Like, you literally, your throat closing up, and if you ain't got the money, bro, you just die. Like,
right, or they tell you, right, or instead of telling you a real method of healing yourself, they give you a pill that got side effects mm-hmm. on side effects
mm-hmm.
that cause more mm-hmm. underlying issues. You know what I'm saying?
Have you or a loved one had mesothelioma?
You know, right, or before, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, oh God, you don't brought it back.
And it's similar because it's some things we would never know cause issues because people don't want to take into account. For example, you know, when older people have hip issues, they get a hip replacement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't tell you that the material that the hip replacement is made of usually is made of this cobalt polymer. But cobalt is not made to be in your body. So what a lot of these elderly people end up getting mm-hmm. is cobalt poisoning, and which gets labeled as Alzheimer's.
And that blood toxicity in it. Mm-hmm.
Right? Right, because now you have cobalt metal or this plastic in your body now. It's rubbing against mm-hmm. the meat. You know what I'm saying? And so from years of that, you're developing, you're getting tons of toxin in your body. You know what I'm saying? Now, though, there are trace minerals that
need iron, silver, body, gold.
Like silver and gold. Right. But there's still, there's what's the word? Everything should be
used in moderation. That's the best way to put it.
Right. Right. And so with that extent, you got things that are being diagnosed as other things. We don't know what's causing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just a side tangent. We can
it wasn't necessarily a tangent. It's something you need to know, but continue.
Right. And since we talked about everything that disrupts this chakra, let's talk about things that put this chakra back in place. Tune.
I love affirmations.
Ooh, me and you both, about bro. This chakra, I love them bro. Too.
Like,
I am enough. That right there is like hits differently.
Yes, bro. I love and accept myself, bro. That's like, people don't realize that those simple phrases, you telling yourself that, you know, even if you're a person that's not confident, if you don't really believe in yourself that much, you can literally start off by saying this thing. Say it once a day, bro. Eventually, you're going to start believing it yourself. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because if you just keep saying it enough and enough, eventually your mind and your body, you're going to start believing it. Next thing you know, you're going to start acting out as if you truly do love and accept yourself. You know what I'm saying? I stand up for myself. I am strong and courageous. I am worthy of love, kindness, and respect. You know, affirmations like this, you have no option but to increase your confidence and your love for yourself. It starts off, you got to love yourself before anybody else can love you, bro.
Well put, Don. I was going to go on and say that, like, you know, I feel like the most damaging thoughts to this part of the chakra is like people are so consumed with who they could be or who they should be instead of who they are and being the best selves. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to be something else or someone else, chasing goals chasing extremely high standards. I feel that.
And I think that's so. Well, I was gonna say it's so contradicting at the same time because it's like what you said was great, but people they want to shoot to these standards, but they can just tell themselves they are that already and manifest themselves as that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Before I even go to the gym, I look in the mirror and I'm like, "Damn, boy, you sexy, man." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, "Look at you." I'm like, "Oh, you're killing it." I go to the gym and I'm like, "Man, the game over."
Yeah.
I go to the gym. I lift one thing. I lift one barbell, a little 60. I'm like, "Man, this game over." I'm like, and it's that joy that I get from telling myself that makes me keep going, just because I'm so satisfied with who I am and in the state that I'm in. And I tell people, since January, I have been at such peace with myself. It's unrealistic. Nothing bursts my bubble mm-hmm. anymore. Nothing has altered me, wavered me in any way, shape, or form. I can't even explain it. It's just, wake up. It could be the most terrible news. Like, man, you just failed your exam. Really? That's tragic. Life anyways,
that's literally how I'm feeling, bro. Like, right, bro. Like, I'm feeling like I'm on such a wavelength right now, I just can't be disrupted. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Yeah. I just feel like no outside force can knock me off course, bro.
And with that being said, another way to tune this chakra is probably my favorite, even though I don't do it enough.
Ooh, it's yoga. A nice warrior pose.
Oh, yoga. I gotta start doing more yoga. A nice warrior lion
pose in there.
Yoga. Cobra, you know the little poses, the We Fit used to have you doing?
Oh, yeah, I definitely remember that.
Downward dog, boy. Yoga used to keep you in check.
It keep you in check, but just you don't realize how weird you look at yourself in the mirror. But I'd be like, God, Lee, what am I doing?
And yoga specifically helps with this chakra because one, you're expanding that area in that gut, first of all. So think about your center of gravity, right? How everybody has their own center of gravity. It's focused around that area. You know what I'm saying? Between the root and the sacral, that whole area, but mainly around your solar plexus is your center of gravity. I could be wrong. Some physician will be like, "No, you're totally off, sir." But my point is that's your center of gravity. So when you're doing yoga, you're keeping that in tune by aligning it with the earth. Right? So it's by design. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it feels good when you do some good yoga, boy. I'm talking about you be stretching, boy, because my legs are locked.
Bro, I remember that one time, me and Rod, we
had outside of everybody eats. Yes, boy. Sir.
Yes, bro. That, I ain't know what to expect, but after that,
my back was all
great,
loose.
Bro.
I was like, God, I can work now. I was ready.
Right. I was ready to walk around for 3-4 hours after that.
Right. And you get yourself accomplished. Yes, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just from doing it, you like, man, I feel so good. I can do this for days.
And it's actually crazy. Now I'm actually connecting that in more ways now, because now that you said that, after that, I was feeling confident enough to literally just walk up to random people doors, knocking on doors, striking up conversations.
That was pretty,
you know,
bold.
Handing out food. Now that I think about it, like,
right,
like we literally just in the middle of Atlanta, just walking up to people doors, talking to them, and it was the coolest experience ever, bro.
Right. And at no point did it feel like, man, that was awkward. No, it felt like love.
It felt right. It was all love. Like the entire way.
Relating to people and stuff. And see,
right. And to activate this chakra along with the, you know what I'm saying, with the yoga, is that you're cultivating willpower to gain insight and understanding of yourself, your individuality, and your identity.
That's what it's all about, bro. Knowledge of self. Once you know who you are and who you are from the inside, you won the battle.
Facts. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap this up. Okay. I love this segment.
Hold on. I'm going to try this out. All right, I hope I don't mess it up. Okay. Now, in blackest day and brightest night, beware your fears turned into light. For those who want to stop what's right, burn like my power, Sinestro's might. Is that correct? I think I got it right. I really think I do.
I ain't heard the Sinestro core oath in so
I'm
long.
Saying, bro, it's reversed, though. It's called the Green Lantern. You know, bright as day, black as night. It's like, dang, that's,
Oh, I just thought about that. Those are all mantras.
What?
Oh, they actually so, are.
for all of our viewers that don't speak, right? So within the comics of DC, where you have the Green Lanterns, Red Lanterns, etc., every Lantern core group, based off of every chakra, has an oath that they speak.
Mm-hmm.
That what they use to charge up their Lantern rings. And just upon hearing Ra the God speak the one for the yellow, which is the solar plexus chakra, I just realized that those are all mantras for each core.
It's crazy because they literally have to say those mantras in order to power their rings. But this, bro, the way this stuff connects,
we've been seeing these rings and chants on TV shows for years, and we just now collecting this to chakras.
And since we speak in the rings, and this episode gonna come out by the time it's out, make sure y'all go watch this.
It's coming out tomorrow.
It's coming out tomorrow.
It's four hours. Don't spoil it though.
I don't be on the road. We're watching boy.
I'm most definitely watching that. I'm gonna grind out tonight, get all my work done so that I can set aside some time to actually enjoy that.
Might just take a nap so I can watch it. But on that note, y'all know the outro.
Yes, sir. From men to kings.
And from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. Peace, family.
Howdy.
Farewell.
Make good choice.